Welcome to Lead for Clarity, where we help you, your team, and your organization get to your next level by focusing on what matters. My name is Shondell Sutherland, and I am here with my lovely Melanie Montgomery. And boy, am I excited about our guest today. Melanie, this is someone that is special to us. And so I'm really excited, and we're going to learn everything we can from her because she rocks the plant stage. And if you've been following us, we're going through our sixth stage, what we call the process, which is the six stages of sustainable, healthy growth. And we always say, if you're not growing in a healthy way, you're growing in the cycle of misery. And so, Melanie, you have found someone that really gets one of the stages that you and I don't do so well. And I really appreciate you grabbing and having us. I'm going to let you introduce this beautiful woman to us.
Yes, I'm so excited to have Eliza Brown here with us today. She is a good friend of mine and chosen sister. Eliza, when I was thinking about who to bring onto this stage, I immediately thought of you because I really admire and look up to all of the work that you've done to improve yourself, your family, your team, your organization, and really going through those hard stages. And so I know that you're going to have a lot to bring to this conversation from all aspects. But if you want to start just by sharing a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thank you, Melanie and Shondell, for inviting me on today. I was super excited from the moment I woke up today until this very moment. But a little bit about me. I work and live in my community, which is a small reservation in the state of Washington. I very much come from a background where my elders and family community really pushed education. We knew our treaty rights and fisheries were dying off. And so my dad chose to really push my nose into the books. And we come from a community where you're almost selected and pushed into an area where your people feel like you need to be. I've always had people pushing me into the arena of human services, wellness, health, youth. And lucky for me, I tend to love those subjects and issues and projects and work, dreams and goals. And so I've been very fortunate for the last 20 years. I've worked for my tribe, which is the Quinault Indian Nation, various capacities. But for the last 6 years, I've been in this position of a health and wellness director. So I had the opportunity of growing as a very green and young health director who primarily worked in social services. And I weathered through a pandemic where I knew nothing in that arena, and people all over the nation, the world, were terrified. We knew we were at risk. And so that, paired with an endless amount of things that have pushed me to grow, the last 6 years have been major for me in the area of leadership and growth, and not always pretty days. I love the terms that this group uses. It's different than what you would hear on your normal day-to-day. I feel like these terms resonate better with myself as a leader in communication and language. You know, you hear so much, or there's pressure to not fail, to identify that, you know, the stage you guys talk about in your podcast around pain. It's just like, I resonate with that better. It's not necessarily softer, but it just feels a little bit more authentic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm a mom and wife, and I raise a family. And I've been in various fields for my nation for the last 20 years. So really happy to be here.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Eliza. And I think one thing that you left out was a community member. I see you always out and about volunteering. I've really appreciated not only your friendship and seeing how you've gone through these stages, but also how you've supported me through my hardest plant stage. Mm-hmm. Like Shondell pointed out earlier, she and I are not great at this. And you're someone that always encourages me to say, no, do the hard thing. You know, you need to. And I've always enjoyed watching your progress as well. So I'm hoping you can share a little bit about your experience working through the plant stage.
Absolutely. I am very much at the beginning, the middle, not the end of plant stage. And so this part of your cycle is a perfect topic for me. Depending on who you are, what your personality is, what you're made of, who's mentored you, the good and the bad, that drives your action, your mindset every day. When I thought about the plant stage. And thankfully, I am in the plant stage, because if I was in the pain stage, I'd be like, Melanie, please don't invite me. Like, I can't see the light. But the plant stage for me is about seeing the light. You haven't arrived yet, but you can see it because you're making progress. And the way I'm made, the way I was raised, and the way I've chosen to operate for most of my life, I'm 42 now, and I'm growing at the age of 42. You know, no matter how old you are, where you come from, there's always room for growth. And so it was really important for me this last year to do some personal work that would only improve my professional realm. And I really had to push out of the mindset and the need, the must do to multitask and to drive performance. You think you're driving performance by multitasking and taking on a lot and doing things for your team members, and not delegating. And then you pair that with the thought of immediate gratification, immediate satisfaction, and then you think that has a place in the world of leadership. In my world of leadership, it did not have a place. You could scratch the surface and make some progress, but ultimately you're burning yourself out. You're not being bigger picture thoughtful. You're not being a thoughtful leader. And so it was really difficult this last year, I would even say the last 4 months, to get outside of that mindset and to rebuild a new mindset that works on consistency and accountability for myself from the moment I wake up to when I lay back down. Just me as a human, as a person, as a woman that loves to work, that loves to give back while also loving the life of raising a family. Consistency and accountability apply across the board. The plant stage to me has been about shedding that old mindset. Doing the most is not doing your best. Not always.
That is phenomenal. I wish everyone would understand that, because I, younger, was the queen multitasker. That was like a title. And then I learned, oh my goodness, that doesn't work. And it certainly doesn't work when you're really trying to do important things. You can only do three important things a day, really. I mean, maybe one or more. But if I set out to do three important things, it's going to take me all day, even if they only take 10 minutes each. And so I think your mindset thought is right on in what you just said. And I just really appreciate that. It's great.
Thank you.
Eliza, I feel like we've had this conversation in many, many different forms over many years of how do we create balance for ourselves? How do we stop taking on the world? And how do we get back to what matters most? And in the healthy process of sustainable growth, we have our values at the center. And a lot of what I heard you saying was really living those values and going back to what is important to me. What do I need to focus on? How do I need to focus my time so that I can go through that cycle and not being in that victor mindset where we're just bringing on everything, we're trying to do everything, and we're not actually accomplishing much.
Absolutely. My experience with that is I love gratification. Who doesn't love gratification? It can appear that way, you know, that you are succeeding, but in your heart of hearts, and your only you know what you're accomplishing and what you're working on every day. There's a difference between living in that world, compromising yourself as a human to drive what you perceive as high performance, to shifting out of that pain process to say, okay, maybe I need to slow down because I think I can do an even better job. The work that I can do needs to be long-standing, no band-aids. Leadership is all about leaving a mark that outlasts you. One of my really good friend, our good friends, Melanie, and former vice chairman of the Quinault Indian Nation, Tyson Johnston, and I, we have had many discussions, just like we do, Melanie, around, I want to serve my people. It is difficult to serve your people. It's also rewarding, but we need to keep that mission in the back of our head that we're only here for a short time, and we want to have long-lasting impact. For not the personal, you know, awarding, you know, the victor mindset. It's just about if you're really serving a community, your people, any kind of service, really, you want those things to be concrete and permanent if they're positive. You want meaningful impact. And you can only really find that, as I'm learning now, in the plant stage by staying consistent. Don't let the pink cloud slip away and revert back. That's the hardest part. I've noticed I've had made some errors recently and have been reverting back, and I feel it physically because I'm tired. So I'm reminding myself, you need to pull back about 10%. And that's hard to do.
Good girl. That's
Easier said than done.
oh my gosh, yes, that's so good though. I like the 10%, kind of giving yourself a number to kind of figure out what does my 10% look like. That's a good idea.
I love what you said, Eliza, and I want to highlight one of those pieces, which is we're not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Part of going through the plant stage is really looking at what are we doing well and continuing that hard work. And when we are going off track and we're not doing what we need to, checking ourselves and getting back there, it's progress, not perfection.
I'm curious, what kind of accountability practices, like what do you put into your world that help you reinforce these changes? We do all this work in the connect stage, and like what you're saying, you want this long standing. What practices do you use that our listeners could maybe cling to?
So when I think about accountability practices, training methods to help reinforce changes most effectively within my organization and just life in general, it's consistent and clear communication. It's basic human-to-human contact. When you're working within a team, if you're running a household, if you're coaching a team, communication is everything. We can become so reliant upon the quick and easy communication, text, email, and we have really backed away from that human contact. At least in my area, communication can either lift you up or it can really take you down, depending upon what your communication style is. And people can interpret depending on their emotions, because we're human and we all have good days and bad days. They can interpret the text you shot off or the email you shot off in a really great way, or our friend or our coworker, our staff could be having a really difficult time, and that email, that message could really hit them and they want to overanalyze. I try to really balance the way I communicate. When you need to be direct and clear, be direct and clear. When you need to back away from it, if it's social media, if it's work email, if it's the parent committee group text that just won't quit dinging, I might pick up the phone or I might shut my email down and walk across the building and say, "Hey, I've seen your email. Do you have 5 minutes?" Reading someone's body language and letting them hear and see how you're carrying yourself and that you're being intentional.
Definitely. That's one of our foundational components is communication and teaching people to understand how they communicate and others. And we could talk about communication styles and how we do that all day, but I'm excited to dive in a little bit more into this topic. Eliza, I'm curious to know what kind of obstacles that you faced and how you've worked at overcoming those obstacles.
Sure. Wow. There's a flood coming to me with obstacles. I'm not short of those. So the biggest obstacles for me initially when it comes to this phase of my life was not asking enough questions, not advocating for more direction, more communication, being clear on what our mission was, what are our goals. And then working with being derailed sometimes, I have to lean back on communication, saying, where should we maybe negotiate? Because if this is an important goal for you and a high level project, where are you willing to let another project maybe fall back on a timeline so that I can focus on this? So again, it's communication, advocating for yourself, being clear on what those terms are, asking clarifying questions. One of my least favorite things is when people say, "I need to ask you a dumb question." There are no dumb questions. There's nothing wrong with clarifying in order to be successful.
I love how you said that, Eliza. We often are asked to do things. We're asked to join boards. We're asked to apply for jobs. And I, like you, just don't ask any questions. And I'm like, yeah, sure, of course. And then a year down the road, I'm like, what did I sign up for? How do I ask the right questions? How do I know what I'm getting into and get that support? Because otherwise, we're working so hard in this plant stage, but we don't have the support of those around us. We're still kind of like in that hamster wheel of doing our best without seeing the results. And that can be so deflating.
Absolutely. And it's taking, you know, what we were taught. If a respected elder leader comes and tells you as a youth, as a young person, just getting into the workforce, you know, these are your charges and this is what we need to do. We were just absolutely don't ask any questions and figure it out. So unlearning that and being okay with questions, because I'm sure if we think back, it was just much about respect. We respected that person. We wanted to perform. We wanted to do well. And I'm almost certain that that respected person would have taken an extra 5 minutes to clarify saying that you would do a good job. We just have it in our mind. Okay, I just need to figure this out and get it done.
So good. I know in the plant stage, we're really focused on accountability, which I think you've done a great job of confronting. Make sure there's consistency. I love that. And kind of that training and developing. Ken Blanchard called it back in the day, managing by walking around. Like you said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go make sure that I'm being heard in the way that I want to be heard and checking up on my people. After planting comes progress. So you get to see little glimmers of hope, but you got to get through this stage. I'd be curious is how do you feel like your leadership approach has really evolved as really getting through this stage successfully and building upon that? I would love to hear your answer to that.
Absolutely. I think the key word is evolve. You really have to hone in on yourself. And like you guys shared earlier, your values, you have to start somewhere. And one is, what are your values? That might lead you to say, wow, my values really don't align with this organization. My values don't really align with what I thought I was coming here to deliver in this mission. Or it's the opposite. Wow, my values are right in line with this mission. I am where I need to be, and giving yourself that extra energy, learning more about who you are. How do you want people to not only see you, but how do you want them to understand you? This year, I really did a lot of soul searching in various capacities and just having probably the first time off in 20 years and giving myself that time to pause and find out who I am, find my voice, because that voice is what's going to carry you and say, yep, my voice is meant to be here. It's strong. I don't mind stepping out of my comfort zone, or I feel really small. I don't think I'm in the right spot. So I really need to take a new pathway. My leadership approach has evolved tremendously in that I've done the work to work on myself as a person so that I could better serve in my community. I feel stronger about who I am, what my integrity stands for, and that my voice is meant to be heard and that I very much deserve to have a seat at the table.
I love that, Eliza. Thank you so much for sharing. And I have one more question for you. You have been one of those people that I lean on when I'm struggling and I'm having a hard time, and you are always there to listen and give me really great advice. Someone going through the plant stage that's struggling, what would you tell them? I would love you to share some of that wisdom with our listeners.
It's important that we know who our trusted sounding boards are, who we can lean on. We can feel alone. We want to isolate on issues, no matter where they fall on the spectrum of life. It's important that you don't isolate and back yourself into your own corner, because you more than likely have people that are in your corner. You have resources. If you're stubborn, like myself, you have a hard time seeing the other side, or you're emotionally impacted and you're having a hard time setting that emotional impact aside, or you're just so invested in this idea, no matter what it is, you can't think about what an alternative might be. So I think it's important for us to connect with someone who's honest with you. You don't want the yes friend or the yes peer because you want honest feedback. Find your allies, find your supports, because we aren't meant to be here and figure this out by ourselves, no matter where you are.
That's so good. That's so great. Well, it's time to land the plane, Eliza. And what we do here is give our listeners just that one nugget that we want them to walk away with. The one thing I love, Eliza, is that you have to communicate with people, like you said, and walk around instead of just sending a text that could be taken wrong. You got to go figure out where is that person and go communicate correctly. And we say connect and communicate is the key. Melanie, what do you got as a little takeaway from today?
Yeah, I think what I loved the most, Eliza, was talking about unlearning and relearning and really looking at how do we unlearn some of these things that haven't served us and do things differently to be more successful.
That's good. All right, Eliza, you got one more nugget. You've said so many amazing things today. What do you have for our listener?
I just really want to encourage people to fine-tune their tools. Understand their role to understand that doing the most is not doing the best.
Oh, that's money. Well said. I just love it. All right. Well, Melanie, you're going to put in our show notes how people can find Eliza if they want to learn more about her. And I just think it's fabulous that you two have each other and that you're helping each other grow. And I'm just amazed at the incredible women that we're surrounded with, Melanie. Isn't it
Me too.
incredible? All right. So, as we say goodbye, I always want y'all to remember that all you have to do is be the best you can be today.
Bye-bye.